Chapter 11. The Mole. In Angel's room, she and her maidservant huddled together, gripping each other's hands and trembling. Queen Tilda stood outside long enough to ensure there were no intruders, and when the mayhem finally dulled, she entered the room. "What's happening, Mother?" Angel asked. "Why did the king turn on Koshner?" Queen Tilda plagued her daughter with an ambivalent glance. For all Angel could tell, the queen either knew the answer and wouldn't say, or had been just as deceived as the king. "The king turn on Koshner? Were you not watching? Koshner turned his back on our kingdom. The king did what was necessary to protect us." A flitting teardrop tickled Angel's cheek. She said nothing in return. What use was it? It became clear to her something beyond her knowledge and control had manipulated her kingdom's rulers. She had to learn more. She stood to her feet. "Where do you think you're going?" asked the queen. "I want to speak with Koshner. I want to see if he's all right." "You will do no such thing." The next words burst out of Angel. They'd been held down for so long, the strength of whatever held them had finally failed. "I'm not a child anymore, Mother, and I will not be treated like one." The queen's eyes widened, her jaw dangling. She poised herself and said, "Child or not, I am the queen, and as your queen, I demand you stay in this room until otherwise told." "Why would you hide me away? Am I an embarrassment to you? My kingdom crumbles, and you'd have me cowering in this room until it collapses? My kingdom needs me. Your kingdom needs a princess." Angel said nothing. The queen continued, "One who behaves respectably and nobly, who upholds the image of our chosen family. You have a duty to act nobly, dignified. We already have a king, Princess Angel." After a weighing pause, Queen Tilda turned to leave, but stopped when Angel said, "There's nothing noble nor dignified about living in fear, Queen Tilda." The queen continued out the door, slamming it shut. The princess exhaled and stumbled back to her bed, sitting on the edge, face buried in her palms. Shale sat and placed an arm around her. "Are you all right, princess?" Face still buried, Angel said, "Who am I, Shale? Tell me." The maidservant stammered, "I don't know what you mean. Why has the queen tried so hard to keep me locked away even since I was a little girl? She tells me to be a princess, but she treats me like a slave. What is wrong with me? Who am I that she should be so afraid to let others see?" Shale squeezed harder. "Nothing is wrong with you, princess. You're a treasure, is all. People don't display treasure. They hide it so it isn't lost or stolen." The princess sniffled a laugh. "You always see the bright side, Shale. But I am not meant to be a treasure." Knocks on the door startled Angel and Shale. They looked forward to find the door creaking open, Koshner sticking his head inside. "The queen said you wanted to see me?" said Koshner. "Yes, of course," said Angel as she jumped to her feet. This must have been the queen's way of making amends with her daughter, but as far as Angel was concerned, seeing Koshner didn't make up for treating her like a prisoner. The king's servant entered the room fully and they embraced. "Are you okay?" "I'm fine, Angel. Don't worry about me. Why did you need to see me?" Angel turned behind. "Shale, could you give us a moment?" With a bright smile, the maidservant half bowed, said, "Of course, princess," then left the room. Koshner, who'd been eyeing Shale until the door closed for good, turned back to Angel and said, "Have you found anything yet?" The princess hung her head. "No. Unfortunately, I'm just as unsure as I was when you first asked me. I followed my father once only." "Yes, I was there, when you tried to enter the veils." Koshner held back no irritation. Angel ignored the comment. She wondered if she should tell him how she heard the voice call to her, but given everything happening now, she deemed it wise to keep it to herself. "I've never heard my father so defeated," Angel said, dodging the topic of the veiled. "What happened to our king?" "I have a thought," said Koshner. Angel's heart grew cold and weary. The king's servant lowered his voice. "I think there's a Feld among us already, a spy of Abaddon, and I think it's a woman." "How do you know this?" "I don't know. It's a sense I have." "Did you see it in the heavens again?" "Not exactly. This isn't like seeing the heavens or hearing him in the veiled." "What makes you say it's a woman?" It's some kind of intuition I have. It's like I can feel her presence in the palace, almost like she wants to be found. Angel's heart sank to her stomach, remembering Thea whispering in the king's ear. Why would she want that? Well, you and I are the only ones I know so far who haven't fallen into this trap the king has led us into. We remain on the side of wisdom. If the Feld are plotting to take us over, they'll want us gone. My guess is they want to get us alone, so they can destroy us with their magic in private and save their reputation, so as to still influence the people of Madonnave. They want to tear the kingdom down before they attack. When we're out of the way, the Feld can multiply among us until we're outnumbered. Angel wrestled with herself. If Thea wanted them to find her, then she should keep it a secret. Other parts of her compelled her to purge the Feld from her kingdom. Can the Feld plant thoughts in our heads? No, said Koshner. However, a Feld can influence our thoughts. They can make their presence known and felt. Angel stared blankly at the king's servant a moment. So, what do we do? We must find her and get rid of her, but not alone, said Koshner. She wants to get us alone and get us off track. We must focus on finding out what's wrong with the king and getting him to turn. Our only hope for our kingdom is for our people to rise up against what the Feld is doing and start listening to our spirit's instruction. Angel's demeanor mellowed, despite her buzzing thoughts. How do we do that, Koshner? It looked like my father turned the entire kingdom against you. Perhaps they need someone else to get through to them, the king's servant said. He placed his hands on her shoulders. Perhaps the reason you are the princess is for such a time as this. You must speak with your father. You must try to get through to him. Fear rattled her bones. How could she convince her father of anything? To all Madonnave, she wasn't meant to speak. She was meant to be a gem for all to admire. What good would it do? What if it made the king furious with her? What if he completely disowned her after such a thing? She already didn't know him very well. Was she to lose what little she had? I'll try, said Angel. Thank you, said Koshner, pulling her in for one last embrace. Don't worry, Angel. We'll get through this.